You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 17, and today I'm sharing the 5 signs an entrepreneur is ready to awaken as a leader. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, Melanie here, and I want to share a little conversation from behind the scenes at an event a friend of mine had not too long ago. It was one of those nights where a bunch of us gathered in a room to play games. We were playing apples to apples, I think. And it was kind of funny because if you've ever played a board game with leaders, like really driven, I'm in it to win people, entrepreneurs, let's say, it takes apples to apples to a whole nother level. But during that time playing this game, we started talking about what it means when an entrepreneur becomes a leader. You know, in this room were people who run significant businesses, and each and every one of these amazing women, as it turned out, were thought leaders. They were influencers. They had been innovative in their field. They were impacting people in all walks of life, all over the globe. And they were all at this point, at some time in their journey, when they had to really embrace leadership. And this is when the conversation got really interesting, because none of them would have actually called themselves a leader, but they knew that they really had started to embrace leadership. And it was making a massive difference. It might even been a pivot point for each of them in the ability to grow and impact. You know, I've seen this over the years, having been in business for 15 years now, coaching people all over the world. I found that leadership changes the game, but it's oftentimes not the thing you think is going to change the game. You know, most entrepreneurs are very focused on more marketing, more sales, you know, fixing something in their business, putting out fires. But what they don't realize is that leadership is a mindset and a behavior that transforms their business. So I thought today I would share a little bit of what we came up with and what I've personally seen as signs that you're really ready to emerge into leadership. And this could be thought leadership. It could be that you're really evolving as a leader in the way your business is running, and you're positioning yourself as an industry leader. And it can also be that you're in a place where your business needs you to lead because you've got a team, and, you know, managing people in the old way isn't going to get you where you need to go next. So let's talk about the 5 signs, the 5 real keys that it's time to shift and awaken into a powerful leader. And the first one is your work is impacting others. And I'm going to say in a positive way, because there's a lot of people that influence and inspire people into action, but it isn't always in a positive way. And I like to, awakening is a double entendre in my mind. You know, we're not just awakening the skill or the behavior of leading, or it's not just a title. It's actually a place where we really have a responsibility to guide people in an ethical and integrity-based way. And I believe that we are, the minute we're inspiring action in another human being, we have a responsibility to have their best interests at heart. Is this going to take them where the best version of them wants to go? That's not always where they think they want to go, right? So when we have this responsibility and we have this influence over others, and this could be because people enjoy what you do and they are following you on social media. It could be that you have conversations that inspire action in others. It could be you've made this your official business at this point, that you are inspiring other people through your coaching or your mentoring or your consulting. However form this is taking, the minute you recognize that you're inspiring positive transformational change in others, you are a leader. So one of the things that I think is so important about this realization is that when your work is impacting others, you get to take a look at how are you showing up? Are you being the kind of leader that is able to make a positive transformational impact on others? Because we have a choice. We have a choice to show up authentically, transparently, and to not, you know, create a smoke and mirrors gateway for people to only see what you want them to see. I know this can be really, really tough. But I think the world today needs more awakened leaders, needs more evolved leaders, more people who are really willing to stand in the truth and let it be okay to be a human being. And there's a unique skill set that I think happens when you really embrace leading and you make a commitment to become the best leader you can be, is that you recognize that we all have stuff. It's how you navigate. It's how you show up. It's how you handle the situations that can leave a lasting positive impact on other human beings. Number one reason you're ready. It's like you are leading, is that your work is impacting others in some way. You're inspiring action in others. Let's go into number two. You've left the pack behind. Now, often as you're evolving in your own business and you're stepping up your game, you're going to discover that you're at the top of a pinnacle where others may not join you. Like you are conquering things, you're achieving things, your ambition and your drive has taken you someplace that others can't or won't go. And in this place, what happens a lot of times is you start to feel a little bit lonely. Or you feel isolated, or you feel like others don't really get you. You don't have as many people to turn to. And you do probably feel a little bit more scrutinized in your actions and your choices. There's a lot on your shoulders at this stage. Now, this isn't meant to be a isolating game, right? But it's the sheer nature of you accomplishing some things that others can't or won't that puts you in a pinnacle. And this is a moment when you realize you are in a unique place. You are leading. You've probably become an industry leader or a thought leader. And people may not get you here. You have to decide at this moment that you're going to become adept at the leadership game, at turning within and trusting your intuition, at cultivating really strong decision-making skills. Because in this place, you won't always have people that support your decisions. You won't always have people who can help make those decisions. But you have to be really, really clear about your vision, where and why that's important to you and why you're committed to it and who you're going to turn to help you achieve it, whether it's your team, mentors, support systems, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as a leader, you're often going to have to make choices to forge new territory. And sometimes people are going to think you have lost your mind. As I created the Awaken Leadership Program, I had a lot of people that didn't get it. But I knew, and this is what you need to know, is that when you're answering this call, when you're really stepping fully into your bold vision, it's not your job to make everyone happy. It's your job to make really good decisions that are in alignment with your vision and to keep the pace, to keep moving towards it no matter what. Okay, so number two is you left the pack behind. Number three, your bold vision is much bigger than your capabilities and maybe even your capacity. As you outpace your peers and reach for new horizons, your vision of what's possible is going to continually expand. You're always going to see that next horizon. And for many leaders, you're going to find yourself in a bit of a quandary. Your ideas are always going to be bigger than you probably know how to achieve and probably even feel ready for. So as a leader, you can't accomplish everything on your own. Instead of pushing yourself and working into the wee hours of the night, your job is to cultivate a great team and a support system of people who get you so you can pull off your big vision. You got to learn to delegate. You got to learn to basically inspire others to bring their gifts and their passions to help move the vision forward. And this requires leadership. So one of the things that I think is super important is to recognize that you got to have the right people on the bus with you. And if people on your team are fighting you or pushing up against you or not able to execute, you may have the wrong people on your team. And this requires the courage to cut people loose. Even if on a low level, they're meeting your needs and keeping things in motion, if they're not on board with you, it's going to become dead weight down the road. So I know that takes a big effort. It's a lot of courage to grow your team as you're growing. But when your vision is much bigger than you, you've got to be willing to keep the vision moving forward. And another part of this is that you also have to recognize that you won't always know how to get there. This is where a good coach or mentor comes in, or a mastermind like the Awaken Leadership Mastermind can be very powerful for you here. But when you have a big, bold vision, it's probably stretching you and making you very uncomfortable, probably a little afraid, and you may not have any idea how you're going to get there. It's not your job to know how. It's your job to say yes and keep making decisions that will propel you forward. Get a coach or a mentor that can help pull out of you and help you align with the magic and the power of being in action. All right, let's move on to number four. And I apologize for my scratchy voice on the episode today. I've been fighting a really bad cold that I know a lot of people are struggling with. So anyway, onwards and upwards, right? Number four, comfort no longer applies. So this particular factor is not always the fun one, but it happens naturally as you're stepping up your game, as you're stepping in to leadership and becoming a more authentic, awakened, maybe even evolved version of a leader. Becoming this kind of leader often means you're going to be changing and growing. You're going to be taking new risks. You're going to be living outside your comfort zone and doing things that scare the living crap out of you. And by the way, you're never going to think you have time for this. This is never going to be the thing that's convenient. And most likely, you will always live in the unknown. I got to tell you, it's equally exciting, liberating, and terrifying. And I think anybody who's really playing at this level would tell you the same thing. And it's mostly because you're pushing up against your own paradigm of what's possible. And you may be pushing up against the paradigms of the people in your lives and what they think is possible. This is not a place for comfortable and stagnant and safe. But that doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it won't be fun. It won't be exhilarating. Everything we do in this space is extraordinary. One of the big things here is to accept you're not in a place where there's going to be a lot of certainty. It can keep you from feeling abnormal and as if you're going the wrong direction. And as a leader, this is where you really have to deepen your courage and confidence to go into the unknown and be okay in the unknown. You have to strengthen your resourcefulness. And you have to do the inner work to stay strong in ever-changing situations. One of the big things I had to learn, and this one was a hard one for me, is to be in the mess and the chaos and find a way to move through it without losing your shit, basically, without letting it pull you out of the game. You know, many of us have become addicted to certainty and to needing and to knowing how, because that's where confidence comes from. But really, an awakening as a leader means you're becoming more resourceful with the unknown. So know that doubt and fear don't have to paralyze you here. But if you are feeling paralyzed or stuck, that's a sign that you need some support. You need to get around other people who are playing the game that you're playing. And you need to learn how to do the next stage differently than how you got here. All right, let's get into number five. This is the last one. And I love this one because this is what I think originally attracted to me and brought me to embracing my role as leader in many different communities and different roles over the years. And that is, your role inspires others to be a better version of themselves. I was sent the most amazing message the other day on Facebook. I serve on the executive team in the Women's Speakers Association. And somebody who's involved with me there sent me this sweet, beautiful message about how me being authentic and sharing my journey and being real really inspired them to become a better version of themselves as a leader. And it touched me to my core. I mean, it was a long message. I'm giving you the short version, but it really made me realize that our job is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves. And it starts with us being the best version of ourselves. Who we're being in our public and our private lives inspires others. In our private lives, it's our family and our children and, you know, the people that know us in whatever social situations we're in. In our public lives, it's connecting to people who on our teams and in communities that we're involved in our tribe that we lead. You know, what happens here when you really awaken leadership and you embrace it and decide to become the best version of you as a leader is people start to notice your success And they're going to want to know how you did it. But more importantly, they're going to pay attention to who you're being. So whether you realize it or not, people notice who you're being. It's how you make them feel. It's whether or not they trust you. It's whether or not they feel good around you. And whether or not when they're away from you, it still feels good. I know a lot of leaders who they don't know how to be the same on that stage and in their programs and in their leadership position and when they're connecting with you one-on-one. And so whether you like it or not, your role in your business and probably your life too is guiding others. So you got to go back always to who am I being? And am I being the best version of myself? Am I integrated? Am I congruent? Am I aligned? And if you are, doesn't matter what people think. The truth of the matter is it doesn't. Doesn't matter whether they like you or not. But if you're inspiring people from that place and you're congruent all the way through and you like who you're being, then you will attract people who can support you, can help propel you, who will want to learn from you, and who ultimately will become a better version of themselves because of the role you've played in their life. So I think leadership and awakening leadership, if I could summarize it, is it's the way to change the perspective that we make every decision from so that we're not just caught up in the minutiae of the day-to-day. We're not just caught up in what decision we're going to make to bring cash in the door tomorrow. It's how am I aligned with my vision? And what am I going to do? What are the actions, the strategies, the support teams? What is the action I will take to bring that vision to the world? And most importantly, how will I affect others in that process? I love the awakening of leaders, of expanding success through the simple shift of moving into leadership. And I am so passionate about it that I like to talk to other people about what their journey's been and learn from them and share those learnings with other people. I put together a summit called Awaken Leadership, and I want to invite you to join in that conversation and to experience what amazing leaders like Sark and Bob Berg, Jim Palmer, Dr. Romy Mushtaq, Laura Gisborne, A.G. Moriarty, Gail Watson of WSA, Women's Speaker Association, Terry Wilderman, Stephen Hobbs, I don't think I've forgotten anybody, and myself. Oh, Michelle Prince, that's who I was forgetting. Each of these people have inspired me in their leadership. And I want to share that inspiration with you. So you can go to awakenleadershipsummit.com and join us. It's one of those conversations you don't want to miss, because what can happen for you when you embrace leadership is you connect to your bold vision and you expand who you're being and play by a new set of rules that's much more sustainable than anything you've learned up to now. So it'll be fun to have you join us over there. And for today, I'd love to have you join me on the blog. Come over to melaniebenson.com/blog. You know, let me know, how are you playing? Are you a leader? Are you an industry leader? A thought leader? Are you emerging as a leader in your business? How can you embrace leadership and make it a part of your growth strategy? I'd love to hear from you over there. All right, we'll see you guys all again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.